baby, let me be your love teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear.
Oh yeah, a little bit of Elvis for you there. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works. You teddy bears out there. I am Paul Molloy. I'm a teddy bear. I'm very cuddly. And along with my partner, Big Ed Davis, he's very cuddly. We thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, September the 20th. We're moving along, are we not? This is actually the last day of summer. We're going to be talking in a few minutes with Richard Stern of the Heritage Foundation, and we're going to talk to him about the chances of a government shutdown in 10 days as the latest efforts to craft a deal, a continuing resolution, whatever you want to call it, falling through the cracks. So stay tuned for that just a few minutes. And Attorney General Merrick Garland, as we speak, is on the hot seat right now. He has testified before a House committee, including the politicization of the Department of Justice. We'll keep you posted on that throughout the show. And listen to this, a pro-life Democrat, yes, you heard me right, a pro-life Democrat has announced she will challenge Joe Biden for the presidency. We are going to tell you who that is and what that is all about. Stay tuned. And in our ultimate top 10, in our last show, we gave you the top 10 states with the longest emergency room waiting times. We're going to give you, on our show this morning, the 10 with the shortest wait times. Stay tuned for that. That'll be towards the end of the show. So I'm looking up here at the TV screen, and I see our buddy Merrick Garland is being questioned, or at least Jim Jordan is talking right now. I don't know. Maybe he's just doing an introductory remark because they have just opened up proceedings. Garland will be testifying before this committee, which is the House Judiciary Committee, amid the allegations that the federal investigation into Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, has been influenced by politics. So Jim Jordan announced the hearing, he is leading the hearing itself. He is he's a bit of an attack dog. So we should get some interesting highlights out of this particular questioning. And I think nobody deserves these questions more right now than Merrick Garland. They're examining how the Justice Department has become politicized and weaponized under the leadership of Garland. They, as you know, have been investigating Hunter Biden. Here's the deal. How do you ever get any justice when the fox is running the hen house? You'd get none. All you get are a few less hens. That's what ends up happening. So now, most recently, these IRS whistleblowers are being, what's the word, intimidated, I guess is the best term. They're being intimidated by the attorneys for Hunter Biden. Their whistleblowers are supposed to be, are they not supposed to be protected when they come forward to tell you what's going on? Yes, they are. So they had come to Congress. They testified that the prosecutorial decisions that were being made throughout the investigation into Hunter has been influenced by politics. They claim that David Weiss, who served as the U.S. Attorney for Delaware and then led the investigation into Hunter Biden, and then Merrick Garland names him the special prosecutor, which defies believability because the special prosecutor is supposed to come from outside the government. And nobody could be more inside the government than David Weiss. So anyway, the hearing is moving along, and we'll see where all of that goes. I can see now that they're probably just doing introductory remarks because they've got the Democratic, I guess you would call him the top dog of the Democrats, Jerry Nadler, now talking. He will defend Merrick Garland to the hilt because they don't want to see any kind of fingers being pointed at Joe Biden. And speaking of the Bidens, Hunter Biden's lawyers say he will plead not guilty to federal gun charges. They sent a letter to the judge that's presiding over the case. By the way, they also asked that he conveniently not have to come live to the hearing. They want a video conference instead of having Hunter show up live. Of course, they won't do that with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has to fly from wherever all the way up, get off his plane, and drive down just to say not guilty, right? But apparently the lawyers for Hunter say, well, we don't need to do that. By the way, his main lawyer is Abby Lowell. He says that Hunter is seeking a video appearance to minimize an unnecessary burden on government resources and the disruption to the courthouse in downtown areas. I'm sure that that's really what Hunter Biden and his lawyer are concerned about. I'm sure. We'll see where that goes. By the way, that the federal gun charges that he's pleading not guilty to are the first charges that Weiss has brought against Hunter in the past, what, 5 years? Have they been doing this thing for... He could have brought gun charges within 10 minutes of being named the lawyer representing the Justice Department, but he didn't. You know, originally on the gun problem, police had responded to an incident all the way back in 2018 when a gun that Hunter owned was thrown into a trash can outside of a market and near a school in Delaware. The police report indicated that Haley Biden, that's the widow of Beau Biden, who was at that point in a relationship with Hunter Biden, threw the gun that Hunter owned into a dumpster. So that makes it kind of interesting, doesn't it?
You know, I'm wondering, who's paying for his defense? Isn't he broke? I thought he was broke. He didn't squander all that money he got from China and...
He squandered a great deal of money, but you know, you know what's interesting? I wonder if they're still through those shell corporations that they set up. I wonder if they are still functioning amidst this probe.
That's what I'm wondering.
And if therefore, where is he going to get the money? Well, first of all, you know he's going to get paid. These lawyers are probably working on some deal that.
Well, I'll tell you what, if an IRS agent dropped into any one of our houses and sat us down and said, you know, how come you have a job that pays you $70,000 a year and your bank account says $12 million? What is it? If you deposit...
Well, you got to remember...
But if you deposit more than... I think it's $30,000 or whatever it is.
They're supposed to scrutinize it.
I don't get that high, but...
I know, me neither.
A certain amount, they automatically alert the IRS.
They're automatically alerted. Yes, you're right about that. Well, first of all, Hunter Biden is selling his paintings, didn't you remember?
Oh, yes.
He's making hundreds of thousands. He's the next Leonardo da Vinci.
Amazing painting by numbers.
Painting by number Leonardo. We call him Da Vinci. Paint by number D.
Was he on or off crack at the time he painted?
Well, I think his paintings look better when he's on crack. But who am I to judge, right? Who am I to judge? Well, I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let us take our break, because I'm very interested in talking with Richard Stern of the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk about the chances of a government shutdown in 10 days.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are back. It's Wednesday. Hey, it's the last day of summer. Let's enjoy. Here in Florida, it doesn't make any difference to us, but...
Well, now wait. The last two nights have been cooler
they have
and
been nicer.
Less humidity.
I agree. I like it. Not complaining. Not complaining. Hey, we are delighted to have Richard Sturm with us. He is the director of the Herman Center for the Federal Budget at the Great Heritage Foundation. And we've got Richard with us to talk about what's going on with our government and whether or not it's going to shut down at the end of the month, or are we going to be able to craft some sort of legislation? Richard, welcome to Freedom Works.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is always a confusing topic for most of us, how government works and the money that's being appropriated. And I just read, I think it was yesterday, correct me if I'm wrong, that we have now hit $32 trillion in our national debt, and we want to spend more money, of course, to keep the government operating. I think it's a little bit ironic that we are talking about this, because apparently we're so deep in debt, maybe we really don't have the money to keep the government running.
Well, Cyrus says it just hit $33 trillion.
Oh, $33 trillion. Excuse me.
you blink, you go to sleep, you wake up, and boom, it's another trillion.
Oh,
right?
My God. Yeah, now, exactly. So we got the Republicans running the House, and McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy, he's in all sorts of hot water right now, even with his own people, apparently. Some of the more, I guess you could call it, further right, more conservative or whatever, Republicans in the House want him to be careful and not to agree to kind of throw the ball into the hands of the Democrats. What is that all about right now?
So I think the major thing about this, and actually you said this a minute ago, is that this is the kind of thing that we don't talk a lot about. The mechanism of how the government funds itself is opaque. Here's why. The government is stealing your money. End of day, all of the different complicated machinations the government can go through to steal your money, it all comes out of your pocketbook. So when you ask yourself, why is this so complicated? Why is it so confusing? Because of a century of overt intentional acts from people that have run the government to make it as hard as possible to understand and capture when they're stealing money.
Yes. Right. You're right. That's a good point. We don't know when our wallets are actually being picked.
And whether it's taxes, inflation taxes, an interest rate, credit crunch, I mean, you name it, the government's got a billion ways to figure out how to steal your money, your purchasing power, or how to keep you out of the home you really want. Look, at the end of the day, that debt, $33 trillion, it's over $250,000 per American household. Let that sink in.
Oh, my gosh.
It is America's second mortgage. It is the second mortgage you didn't know you had on the house you will never get to see in your life. The government built and then set on fire and burned to the ground. to answer your question directly about McCarthy and the horse trading that's going on, we've got a situation here where no one really wants to cut too much money within the government. So conservatives have put together a decent package here that makes a down payment on the spending cuts we need, but it is by no means what we need to save the country to allow all of us to keep the fruits of our labors. But the other thing that's going on here is conservatives have got a border package that would actually secure the border, stop the flow of drugs and guns and illegal aliens, and that's really become the jewel of this package that's going on right now. McCarthy's finding himself kind of in the middle of the fight.
Yeah, the border security issue. Now, that would be from some of the hard right, or whatever you want to call them, Republicans. They want that tossed in there. And isn't there a threat that if McCarthy doesn't toe the line, he might lose his speakership?
Absolutely. But, you know, here's what I would say. Some people might call them hard right Republicans. I call them patriots, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what they did was they forced McCarthy into changing the House rules at the beginning of the Congress. Now, you might say that sounds coercive. No. Those rules have been changed to insulate the Speaker just so he wouldn't be accountable to people. So for the first time now in decades, the Speaker is really accountable to those promises to actually cut spending, to restrain the size and scope of government, to solve the border crisis. So you're right. If McCarthy doesn't make good on those promises, he might be in hot water.
I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I'm glad to, and in fact, if push comes to shove, and by the way, we're talking with Richard Stern from the Heritage Foundation. If push comes to shove, I don't mind the government being shut down for a while because it's not really shut down anyway. They're going to close a couple of parks and maybe lay off some of these workers that probably shouldn't have those phony baloney jobs in the first place in the government. But everybody that's on Social Security and their welfare benefits, are they not going to continue to receive that?
Well, Social Security is fine. So Social Security, Medicare, mandatory programs, to your point, they're part of the overwhelming portion of the government that actually never shuts down, period. Right? So those are safe. Some welfare benefits, yes. Some welfare benefits, no. It depends on which welfare program it is, actually. So, but, you know, bottom line at the end of the day, a shutdown shuts down one-third of the government, and you're absolutely right, it's mostly the regulators. And, you know, Barack Obama chose to shut down the national parks. Remember, he famously spent extra money to get barricades and put them in front of the monuments to make it look like Republicans wanted to close them down. Expect more shenanigans from Biden the same way that Obama had.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's really quaking in their boots, or am I wrong? Other than maybe some of the people, you know, that are voting on this, in Washington, the average American, I'm not so sure that they're that upset right now with what's going on. I mean, when you hear $33 trillion in debt, you just don't have much faith in these people to begin with. And I'm sure we'll get, you know, I mean, let me ask you, Richard, are we going to end up with some sort of a continuing resolution here? Or do you think we'll actually go right up against the date and for a while have the government, you know, quote, shut down, unquote?
The answer is yes to all. So basically, what always happens is we run right up to the day. Now, whether we run up to the day, it's really dramatic, and we get a continuing resolution with no technical shutdown, maybe. Maybe we get a shutdown for a grand total of 2 or 3 days, basically, over the weekend. That's another favorite tactic of Congress. But I would say this. The chance of getting a shutdown that's more than a weekend-long shutdown usually is low, very low.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this, right? What you're looking at here is that the left is committed to stealing more of your money, and there's this good group of people on the right that are committed to finally taking the boot off the throat and letting the American people keep the fruits of their labor. So, you know, in some ways, I think this is helpful, right? That we've been seeing decades and decades of the right just caving into the left and saying, you know what, you want to impose more inflation taxes, you want to impose more regulations, you want to steal kids from their parents and indoctrinate them in the school system, you want to drive illegal drugs and guns and aliens over the border, go for it.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah,
in fact, I'm looking at some of the things you mentioned about the House must continue the fight to secure the border. And boy, is that right. I mean, people, what's going on at the border is mortal sin. How our country can stand for this, how Democrats can stand for how anybody can stand for a completely porous border with all of the drugs and all of the misery that is occurring down there and how it's ruining the lives of so many people, or at least screwing up the lives of so many people, you know, that live in those towns and all that's going on. I don't see how Democrats can get up in the morning and face themselves.
Well, if they had the kind of moral conscience you have, they wouldn't be Democrats.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, at least when it comes to this, it's driving me crazy. And I think it's driving most people crazy. I just don't see how can anybody want to vote for a party that would allow this when it seems like the solution, with all due respect, is relatively easy if we really put our mind to it.
So, you know, the left offers this drug. The left offers, in reality, elites talking down to everybody else in the country, making it so that they can get the slave labor they want, and that's literally what this is across the border, making it so that they can get drugs and guns across the border to reap some of the profits from them, making it, frankly, so they can bring these people in and then, you know, use them to inflate census numbers and get more federal grant money, things of this nature, right? And this goes down the line in all of the woke ideology. But what they're offering is they look at people and they say, are you hurting? Do you feel disenfranchised? Put your faith in me. Give me your rights. Give me your freedoms. And what I'm going to give you instead is a government that takes care of you. And so they prey on the weak. They go to people who have lost faith in the American dream and say, just give me all of your rights and your power and I'll treat you well.
Mm-hmm.
It's sick. Wrong. But that's what they offer. The counter to it is a movement that stands up and says, no, we believe in you. We believe in what God built into each of us, the power of each of us to use our rights to build a better future, not just for ourselves or communities or families, but for everybody in America. That's what it takes to count, is the restoration of that faith.
We're talking with Richard Stern. He is the director of the Herman Center for the Federal Budget at the Great Heritage Foundation. We're talking about whether or not our government's going to be shut down for lack of being able to fund the budget. And, you know, Richard, even Democrats that live in these major cities, I would think that they finally are going to see the light to some extent because of what is going on with the crime situation, with the like in New York and Chicago and some of these other cities where all kinds of illegal immigrants are coming in, and all of a sudden, even though they're so-called sanctuary cities, these people are starting to rise up in anger. It seems to me. Look at the mayor of New York; he's demanding that something be done about all of these migrants that are coming in. He's not the only one.
Absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head there. Crime, border security, parental rights, inflation. These are all things that are finally trending as the top issues for voters. And you're right. You're seeing Eric Adams, even Gavin Newsom, turn on their own because they see what's going on. So, I think that the more that we see the products of the left, the more that the patriotic conservatives I'm talking about in the House have the ability to offer a counter vision, right? And conservatives are so often offer just a generic version of the left. We tax, we spend, we regulate, we just do a little bit less with the Democrats, right? Finally, there's a difference in vision.
You know, Joe Biden addressed the United Nations yesterday. I don't think he said one word about the southern border.
Exactly. He's so busy, lecturing everybody else about their coal burning and their policies, their human rights abuses. He's blind to his own. He's blind to that of the elites that are in his party.
It's just unbelievable that, and I know he's got, you know, all of these advisors that are kind of running the show for him, but why they wouldn't have tossed something, a bone, into his speech about the southern border, that just shows you what the administration really thinks and the real lack of concern for what is going on there. But anyway, Richard, so it looks like, as you've said, we might go right up to the edge with this situation with funding the government. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I would expect more drama and shenanigans from here. And, you know, I think to your point about his speech, it just shows you how much they don't care. They don't care. They don't respect the American public. They don't respect what's going on. They don't respect the burden they've imposed on everybody. It matters so little to them that, to your point, they wouldn't even think to put a throwaway line
yeah.
to their friend.
It's just almost, it's It boggles the mind. It really does. Richard Stern, thank you so very much. Really appreciate it. Keep up the good fight and the good work.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, sir. Richard Stern. All right, we're going to take our break. Hey, when we come, we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to look in on the Merrick Garland testimony, and a pro-life Democrat announces that she, yes, indeed a woman, is going to challenge Joe Biden for the presidency.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Wednesday, last day of summer. Yeah. And I'm looking up here at the screen, Ed, and I'm watching Merrick Garland, and I'm wondering what the heck he is saying. Of course, he's trying to defend the so-called probe into Hunter Biden. I'm sure he's going to get some tough questions on that.
Well, not from Jerry Nadler.
Not from Jerry Nadler.
Jerry Nadler right now is telling him what a fine suit he's wearing today.
Yes.
And his hair looks perfectly well. It looks like he stopped at Andrew the Master Barber's and got a quick haircut.
Andrew would do a better job than that now that I'm looking at it.
He's looking like he's got a four-finger comb there. He's got.
Speaking of Andrew the Master Barber, we're delighted to have Andrew with us. And Andrew, how are you?
Well, I'm living the dream, Paul.
I knew
you. Can you imagine Merrick Garland in my barbershop?
You'd end up giving him a mullet.
I would strap him in. It'd be all over with.
You know, there are a bunch of people you never want to offend. A plastic surgeon and a barber come to mind right away.
And a bartender.
And a bartender, because he can always screw your drink up. But particularly somebody like a barber. You'd end up giving Merrick Garland a mohawk, I believe.
Well, it's all coming out, buddy. It's all coming out.
Well, you know,
more and more every day.
I want to read this because it comes from the Washington Post, which is no friend of conservatives. Says a growing number of polls are showing voters concerned about Biden's age and his energy. Democratic lawmakers have hesitated to offer full-throated endorsements of his running mate. Prominent commentators have ruminated on whether he should drop out of the presidential race. I was watching some highlights from a bunch of like MSNBC and CNN, and some of the people that normally keep their mouths shut are now starting to say, hey, this guy, maybe we shouldn't, keep this guy around. So I'm watching Biden talk before the United Nations. I don't know if you watched any of that. He looked like he was about to collapse.
They said his strings were getting loose. The puppeteer let go of him.
I think you're right. It's absolutely true.
Paul, when you said he didn't make any bold statements about the border or anything like that, you have to understand, when he brings that up, there are going to be questions to follow. So if he doesn't bring it up, then the amount of questions that he dodges is less and less. It makes him look...
No, you're right about that. But even in front of the United Nations, where he's not going to get any questions, they're all going to, you know, kneel and bow and everything and scrape.
Don't, they don't care about the border.
And he didn't say a word about... Yeah, I know.
They care about their borders.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. So
well, I messed up a good thing when they're going in your border.
So here's an interesting story. Listen to this, Andrew, because I was going to talk about it. Might as well talk about it now. A progressive activist, it's a woman, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. It's Teresa Bukovinac, B-U-K-O-V-I-N-A-C. She is a pro-life progressive Democrat. Have you ever met one in your life?
No, I haven't
either. She's launching a bid to unseat Joe Biden over his stance on abortion. Now, I don't think she's going to succeed in the Democratic Party, but it's very interesting that, you know, she's going to kind of hold the Democrats' feet to the fire on their stance, you know, on Roe versus Wade and what's going on with all of that. Very interesting, I thought.
Again, I don't believe abortion should even be an issue in this country today. Mm-hmm. Not with all the birth control.
You would think.
It shouldn't be. The government will give you birth control. Free.
Now, Donald Trump, and I know you're a big fan of his, and I understand that, he is basically coming out, and he's not real far, you know, pro-life on it. He's pretty much, I think, saying, you know, we should not make it a big issue in the Republican Party. What do you
think? He's 100% right. That's how they lost the last elections. Women vote, and they want their right to an abortion. Now, Ron DeSantis, as far as I'm concerned, went a little overboard with his six-week thing. That's too much. I thought 15 weeks was fair to make a decision. But again, I don't believe it should even be an issue. Take the birth control.
Well, and you're right about that. But what happens when you're pregnant? Then do you think that you...
Well, again, 15 weeks, I think, is sufficient. A sufficient timeline, and you got to meet a happy medium here. It can't be one or the other. You know what I'm saying? You've got to be able to compromise somewhere, and I think Trump is right there.
Do you think that the states or the federal government should play a hand in determining all of that?
No, I don't think they should even be involved in it. Let the states decide it, and the states should do a 15-year thing, and that's it.
So you are saying the states. Okay. Yeah, I understand that. I think it's more of a states issue. I agree with that. Hey, what do you think about your good friend John Fetterman? He's the senator from Pennsylvania.
he gets to wear his
you know what he looks like?
Shirt. Yeah, it looks
he looks like an a-hole wandering
that's
around.
Right. He looks like Uncle Fester is in our government.
You know, he should take advantage of that and maybe make, you know, put a little F on there or something like that, or and sell the clothing line.
But the Republicans, you know,
he looks like Fetterman. A jerk.
Well, yeah, look like a slob.
He looks like a slob. He looks like an idiot.
Well, what about Schumer saying it's okay now?
He changed the dress code.
And all the Republicans should go in there dressed like Fetterman one day.
Oh, my God.
That's what they should all do.
Oh, my goodness.
And they put their hoodies down over their heads so they can't see their faces, you know?
He doesn't even have... And he walks in with a hoodie and shorts. First of all, nobody wants to see his legs, and second of all, I mean, he looks like Humpty Dumpty that fell off the wall.
We're the laughing stock of the world. That's the reason. You got him. You got the admiral that thinks he's a woman. We got the rainbow flag flying on our tanks. Everybody's laughing.
Yeah. Feinstein is one leg in the grave, one foot in the grave. you've got what's his face?
Well, you got Fetterman himself that still isn't working.
Everybody sees how weak
you're talking
right
about
now.
You're talking about McConnell, Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, we got a bunch of...
He can't remember where he's at.
I was listening to Nancy Pelosi. She's losing it, too.
But she's running again, too.
I know.
Because she wants to raise money, she said.
She's just stuck on stupid, that's all.
They all are. Again,
we should be blaming ourselves for allowing this.
I blame the people that put her in office. I don't have any sympathy for those people that put her in office.
I agree. And we should blame ourselves for our country has never, never been in such a fine mess as we find ourselves in today. Go ahead, hey, Andrew.
You notice what we haven't heard about lately? We haven't heard nothing about Maui lately since The Rock and Oprah, you know, wanted to help out and everybody got down on them.
Did that?
So how come we haven't heard a thing about Maui, but I heard we want to send a couple billion more to the Ukrainians?
Yeah, I don't know. It's our priorities are all screwed up. That's another thing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, go ahead. You know, I noticed, I didn't bring this up a couple weeks ago, but if you go to Google Earth and you can see, you know, pictures of where you live and stuff, sometimes they're updated every couple of years or sometimes 5 years, maybe even a year, whatever. Do you know they already replaced the Maui aerial photos with the current burnt out photos?
That
already,
yeah,
that's something there about that. I don't know what it is, but it's too many things, and the whole area is bordered off with fencing and tarp that you can't see in there.
Ed, you have to do one thing, Ed. You got to say, Andrew, I apologize to you for doubting when you talked about this at the beginning. When I said no, this was never a setup, and Andrew said it's been a setup right from the beginning.
You're saying, Andrew, by the way, we're talking with Andrew, the Master Barber, a great haircutting place, Andrew's Master Barber Shop in Dunedin. So you're saying that that Maui was a setup. Tell us your theory again about the fires.
Listen, they waited for the perfect storm. They knew the wind was coming. The fire department, the guy didn't shut off the power.
But who was they that you're talking about?
The government. The governor. They all had this plan.
Okay.
Oprah. What's the other guy there? Bill Gates.
You've got to be kidding, Andrew. You've got to be kidding. This is a joke.
Andrew, you're saying that involved in this conspiracy has to be the fire department. It has to be the electric company.
It could just be the one person.
It has to be the electric company because they refused to shut it off. The water company didn't have the water running. And the firemen and the police directed people to stay in the city and not let them leave. So all those four agencies had to be on it. You're telling me there's not one guy that's not going to go, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
We all met this room on Thursday and decided there was some big winds coming up.
Yeah.
Let's kick down one of those.
Don't know.
I can't go that far. Now, do I think there's something going on? Absolutely. I think there's a major land grab going to go on.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no question about that.
And the one thing that is highly questionable is why didn't they sound the alarm?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, because the mayor, this is according to the mayor.
They got the system up there for alarms, and
we
they
have
never
it here too.
It.
We have it here too. But that is to sound a tsunami. And if he sounds a tsunami, then people go running into the fire and not to the water.
Wouldn't you have sounded, knowing that the fire was doing what it was doing, wouldn't you have sounded it just to alert people at that point?
But people hear that they're gonna. What's gonna happen on Clearwater Beach if that they're all over Clearwater Beach? I don't know if you've seen them. They're all over Clearwater Beach and around the areas here.
Okay.
And if that goes off, you're supposed to go inland.
Right. I guess it means tsunami, not fire.
Okay.
So that's the only thing I give them on that.
All right. It might be right.
I could get you two going, can't I?
Yes, you can.
I know what to say.
I know it.
Now, once you get outside, you can see there's a fire and not a tsunami.
Yeah. How many people have died from all of that?
We don't know.
There's like 1,200 kids missing.
Oh, no. Still?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Now,
that's
kids.
Just absolutely
now, maybe,
horrible.
Maybe that's why it is all roped off, because it's still basically maybe a crime scene or whatever, that they don't want anybody sifting through the wreckage and the burnt out stuff when there may be still bodies in there.
Yeah. Boy, it's so
sad. I 100% believe that there's going to be a land grab. And, you know, the people that own the property, it's up to them to sell it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you're right. Very, very.
I think Lola
eminent domain.
Event.
They're going to claim eminent domain.
No, I think Lola told me there's one entity that owns most of that, and the people lease it from that entity when she was in Alaska. I think that's what she explained to me last time.
All right, I want to ask Andrew. Apparently, Donald Trump has decided he will not be a guest. I guess you could say on the next Republican presidential debate.
Again? Just a beautiful thing. You see what he's doing?
Yes, and I was going to ask you about that. He's going to show up apparently in Detroit. Is that
he's
right?
He's going to Detroit, and he's going to have a rally there with the United Auto Workers.
Now
he's going to tell them. He's going to tell them. You know, you got these people all talking on stage right now. They don't. Anybody up there doesn't care two craps about you people. But I can tell you this: in 4 years from now, with Joe Biden, you're all going to lose your jobs because all these electric cars are going to be made in China.
Yeah.
Now, if you people want to keep your job, you got one answer, Donald J. Trump. And you watch and see.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think he's going to, you know, what do you want to call it? The normal United Auto Worker Union member is probably more in Donald Trump's corner than he is in Biden's corner.
No question.
I mean, Biden, they don't even want him showing up. They don't want any of his representatives showing up. Do you think that this strike by the big three is going to be still continuing when we have the end of the month second debate?
I'm hoping for it.
Oh, you are? Okay. So that Trump is going to look good in front of the United Auto Workers.
Trump will get in there and tell them to get their asses back to work.
not for another week.
So is Trump's numbers still going up, and what about Ron DeSantis? What's the latest on Ron DeSantis?
Well, from what I understand, Trump's at like 61% now, and I think Ron's at like 13.
Golly, there's no. You could run a semi truck through that opening.
I told you, there's no stopping him.
It doesn't look like there is. You're right about that. No wonder I don't blame him for not showing up at the debate.
No,
you know.
He's doing the right move.
When you have that wide of a lead, you can't help yourself more by being there, apparently.
Eventually, he's going to have to on one of these before the election.
You think so?
Yeah, and then it'll turn into a pay-per-view event, probably.
He'll make a guest appearance, and it'll be like the Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, you might be right. Very interesting. It's always a pleasure, Andrew, to have you on. Thank you so very much for calling in, my friend.
You guys take care.
Hey, is this the week you're footloose and fancy free, or is it next week?
What was that?
Is this the week you're footloose and fancy free?
I just dropped them off at the airport this morning.
Oh.
I was up at 4:45 to get them ready.
You probably had bells on, too. You couldn't shove them out the door fast. Actually, is it 2 weeks that the wife and Candy are
not.
They're in
Europe. They're not coming home till October the 10th, buddy.
So we can give out your address on the air then, right? At the house.
We don't want to get Andrew in trouble here. He's a very good family man. I'm sure that he's going to be a good altar boy while they're gone.
You know it.
You know what you should have done before they left? You should have had some fake catering company come to the door and want to know if this was the address for the weekend.
Is this where the huge party is that we're setting up? Oh, my goodness. All right. Thanks, Andrew.
All right, guys. Be good.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Let's take our final break. When we come back, the top 10 shortest waiting time states for emergency room care.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA certified, and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment of Freedom Works. Thank you so very much for being with us. By the way, we are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the great Tantalk Radio Network, and we are delighted that you can join us live. However, if you are not able to join us live, thanks to Ed, all of our shows are on podcast. He puts everyone on podcast. All you've got to do, go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com. O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on the podcast button at the top, and there you go. All our shows, most recent at the top, OurFreedomWorks.com. So, Ed, wanted to just acknowledge that you're doing a great job as usual, but I know you're a little bit under the weather. Were you at a sporting event or something, and you might have picked up a little bug? Or
I don't know. The Bucks press box.
Yeah, maybe. The Bucks press box. Okay.
Not too bad.
You're looking okay. You're feeling a little.
Yeah, I can tell.
A little punk, though. Okay.
I've been very blessed with not having in years anything.
Yeah, good.
You know, nothing cold or flu or COVID or anything.
Did
like
you ever
that.
Get the COVID before?
No.
I didn't think you did. I couldn't remember.
And I got the guarantee from Dr. Fucci there that I would never get it if I got the shot.
Hey, speaking about football games, a horrible thing happened at was it a football or a baseball? A football game. Somebody was killed in the stands.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear about that. Oh, really?
A man was killed in the stands. He was sucker punched. It was some sort of an argument. I don't know exactly. I'm trying to remember if we... I should have looked it up before I just said this. But he apparently stopped breathing right there, and they took him to the hospital, and he was gone.
Wow.
All over some... Either he was wearing the wrong jersey.
Right.
I mean, he didn't even know he was going to be hit. Mm. He never put up a fight. He didn't swing at the guy.
Yeah.
It was just horrible.
Well,
horrible.
Not that I'm advocating for somebody like that that does something. But when you go... If I'm a Bucks fan and I go to an Eagles game in Philadelphia, you watch your team, you cheer for your team, you shut up, and you go home. There are some people that tend to egg people on, whatever. Not that it's cause for punching somebody out, but those type of people, you add the alcohol involved.
Yeah.
And the guy punched him. I'm sure he wasn't looking to kill him.
He hit him twice, apparently.
You know, he fell back maybe and hit his head. And
yeah,
you know.
It could have been that. But it was just so sad.
It is.
It just breaks your heart. Yeah. You go to a game, maybe with your family, your kid might be there, I don't know, your wife, and that's the last of it. Your life is ended. I mean, there's something wrong with all of that. By the way, speaking about sports, the Rays, are they still doing well?
Right, Rays have actually qualified for a playoff game. So now they have, 9 games left, and they're still trailing Baltimore by 2.5 games
now. By 2.5, wow, okay.
So I don't think they're going to catch that. But
they're guaranteed a playoff spot.
Yeah, yes, and the new Rays Stadium has been approved by ownership.
Has it?
Yeah, it will go next to the current stadium.
Really?
It's another
are
domed.
You sure? I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, it was a big thing yesterday.
Wow, I missed that.
At $1.3 billion.
It's been approved.
It's been approved by the ownership. Now it just got to go through city, the council, and stuff like that. But they were all at the
press conference. The funding's been approved?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow. It's going to be a closed...
Well, Stewie's going to put in half.
Okay.
He's going to put in half.
He's agreed to that.
Yeah, he didn't want to go that high. He only wanted to put in...
And it's going to be right next to the old one.
It will go in the parking lot where the
and
current one is.
Will it be a dome stadium?
It will, but it won't look like a dome stadium. It kind of have four corners on it.
Okay.
And the sides are going to open up.
Really?
The
wow.
The walls are going to open up, so it makes it look like you're outside.
You must be excited about that. Are you?
I don't know.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
I don't have a problem with the Trop. I really don't.
No, I never did.
I don't.
I agree.
You know.
I absolutely agree.
Is it a little outdated? Yeah, but...
But they could have remodeled it.
$1.3 billion, I don't know.
Wow, you're right. All right, Ed, it's time for the top 10 states with the shortest emergency room waits. Now, this comes from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. They indicated, they did a data study on this, and this covers the period between October of 2021 and September of 2022, when they took a look at all of these different states. So these are the states with the shortest emergency room waits. Number 10.
And we did the...
we did the longest on our Monday show.
I wasn't sure whether we did that or not.
Yes, we did. Remember, Washington, D.C. was the one with the longest?
You got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Where's the drum roll? Ah, there we are. Oh, good man, good man. Number 10 is Idaho. You only have to wait, if you go into the emergency room in Idaho, 2 hours and 12 minutes. So this is just giving you an indication of how long it is anywhere, okay? Number 9, Mississippi. Mississippi, 2 hours and 9 minutes. Number 8, Big Sky, Montana, 2 hours and 7 minutes. Okay, number 7. Kansas, 2 hours and 4 minutes. Number 6. Right next door, Oklahoma. They break the two-hour barrier. 1 hour and 59 minutes in the Okie State. All right, number 5. Not far away, Iowa. 1 hour and, 1 hour and 59 minutes, same as Oklahoma. Number 4, Hawaii. Hawaii, 1 hour, 56 minutes. Number 3, South Dakota. 1 hour and 55 minutes. We're only talking a minute difference.
Mm.
Number 2, well, actually, Nebraska and South Dakota are the same here. 1 hour and 55 minutes in Nebraska. Now, let me give you a hint, Ed. For number 1, it's close by Nebraska and South Dakota. That's a big hint. What do you think?
Let's see, Oklahoma?
Mm. Well, we already did Oklahoma on here, but that's all right. No, no problem. It's North Dakota.
Mm.
Go to North Dakota. In fact, it's only 1 hour and 48 minutes in North Dakota. I mean...
Well, there's not a whole lot to do in North Dakota.
No.
Unless you're heading to South Dakota.
Well, South Dakota's third. And you'd wait 7 more minutes in South Dakota before you would see a doctor. But this just gives you an indication of how bad things are in the medical system when you go into an emergency. I tell you, if we didn't have the government involved in... medicine, I can guarantee you that you wouldn't have this issue.
So we've done the best and worst, and that puts us where? In the middle somewhere.
Oh, I was going to say, I know what it is, too. Hold on. Florida is the 30th shortest, or if you want to call it, the 22nd longest. So it's sort of in the middle. Sort of in the middle. It's the 30th shortest. There are 29 states shorter.
Times I've been in an emergency room, not only for myself, but anybody else, I've never had to wait that long.
I know. I don't understand this.
Yeah.
But this is according to, when was the last time you were in one? Oh, well, we don't have time to find out. Listen, thanks, everybody. We'll be back Friday. Freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is C